you shared a little bit about your experience looking for the best fit for you. And that I think that is something that many people in truth don't do. They are basically instructed, this is your treatment, and they do it at the place that is they are told to do it at. So I do commend you for taking the large materials home, that big bag that you had, and you read through that material. I was also curious when you were sharing that, were you aware of Dialysis Facility Compare, the website that Medicare had developed several years ago, that it was an attempt to get to the opportunity for you to shop around a little bit. It was consumer based. It lets you look at some of the numbers, but I didn't know if you had the chance to look at any of that number, or if you would be interested in looking at that site just to give your impression of if you feel that that is consumer driven or not.
My wife told me about that site. So I was, again, dynamics are different for everyone that enters this journey. But my wife works in that space and immediately brought that to my attention. So the three organizations that I chose to look at, I knew that based on the stars rating that those guys were going to be, they had at least in the past shown the competence that I was looking for to make sure that the care that I was going to get was above average. So being out here in Bowling in the western suburbs of Chicago, there were some high quality organizations for me to pick from, and the organization that I chose did happen to have a good showing with the Medicare system.
That's amazing. That is just amazing. Seeing it on the system like that and being able to compare numbers is one aspect of it, but so much of it is so much more along the line of who is providing that care, what are they like, what are the other people in the unit like. What kind of learning or discovering did you do from having that engagement with your healthcare providers there in the dialysis facility? What did you learn from other dialysis patients that were at that unit that helped inform your decision or made you feel comfortable with your treatment at the time?
Well, dialysis in and of itself is scary, and especially when you start, it's lonely. And it's confusing, and it's, one word that I've used in the work that I do right now is it's disconcerting, because you are in a room. It's a huge open room, which is great for the care that's going to be provided to you, but there is no privacy. So you get to see what's going on with everybody else. And, while I was in there with a catheter in my neck, I saw other people that had the fistula in their arm. And there were a lot of people that had the bulges that went along with their fistula. And I found somebody who was around my size and didn't have any bulges. And I did I got out of my treatment once, and then waited for him after his treatment and asked him about the fistula, what was his experience with it, asked him where he got it, who was the surgeon, and all of that. I'm in an HMO, so I had to go to a different surgeon, but just knowing, where to place it, I was very concerned about that fistula not being visible under my shirt sleeve, so that when I went to work, people couldn't see my fistula. Just little things like that. That's not something that you expect to get from the care team. But as I educated myself, I ended up being a source of knowledge for the people in my dialysis, on my dialysis shift at that organization. And I always said to the nurse manager, you know, I'm not trying to be a pain in your butt. I'm not trying to be a rabble rouser here. But when people ask questions, I'm going to answer them, you know, and that meant me helping people feel more empowered. That meant me, you know, talking about my experiences with depression while on dialysis and saying to them, you know, this is normal. Don't think that you're different. It is, you know, it is a part of this. It is natural. And if you need help, go and get it. But obviously, while you are here, maybe not so obviously, but while you are here, own your care. Don't, you know, allow people to push you around and tell you, you know, this is your shift right now and it works for you, but we need this chair, so you need to go to this different shift. We'll see you 2 days from now at this time. You know, that this is your chair. Don't accept things like that. So I learned something from a number of people in the unit, but I also understood that within that shift and at that facility, there was some team building that was going on. You know, every day that we walked and sat down in that waiting room for 15, 20 minutes as a group waiting for them to get started at 3:30 in the morning, we all learned a little bit about each other. So there was also a lady that showed up every single morning with her husband. Her husband came in every day. And, you know, just seeing how she was able to gain some deference to her situation and allow him to help her really changed my outlook on how I viewed my family within this. And that's what really started to open me up to accepting help and reaching out for help when I needed it.